Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Henry.
It's Rush on the line.
Ken, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How did things go this morning?
Well, your leader fought with a... You know what his position is.
Yes, I do.
And he that's the position he took. And the president is in the process of making up his mind.
Well, I hope he makes it up the way you and I think.
Right. Ken, what I called you about is to see whether we could get that Truman vote delayed a week.
Which one?
The Truman vote, set for Wednesday.
Right.
Do you think we can do something without getting caught at it?
I doubt that we can. In Germany today, Henry, both parties are, well, you might say both groups, because each one has two so-called parties, are in disarray.
Yeah.
Brandt is fighting for his life.
Right.
Brandt and Vayner are very anxious to bring this thing to a vote this week.
Yeah.
To start tomorrow and have it voted on the following day.
Well, you see, they want a message from the president, but I don't want to waste the presidential message on these guys.
But they want the president. Well, they both want a message from the president. Barzel wants a message from the president saying that he's in favor of a bipartisan foreign policy. And Brandt wants some help, of course, for his Moscow agreement.
Yeah.
So that anything...
You see, I would be glad to recommend a message to the president if, in return, the Soviets lay off, let us go through with what we are thinking of.
Yes, yes.
But for that, we need a week.
Yes. Well, without bringing Brandt into it directly, it would be impossible for us to intervene, I think, and not be very, very seriously misunderstood.
Yeah.
And probably permanently damaged for quite some time. What you have now, Henry, is a fight for control of the government and for domination of the party.
Look, I've got to see the president. I'll call you in about half an hour if you can give some more thought to it.
I will, Henry. Thanks very much.
Right.
Good.